Hello, everyone. This is David Douthat, and welcome to the More Than Hearing Feedback Loop, where Molly and I talk about some of the multiple intelligence illustrations and special effects from previous More Than Hearing episodes that we've actually used in worship and how they turned out. This feedback loop was originally intended to be included in a regular episode, but as things turned out, we decided to spin it off into its own little bit of bonus material. So let's get to it. Before we finish today, we want to take time for the feedback loop, which is an opportunity to let you know how some of our ideas have worked out and been used. We've used several of these and to good effect. So the first one that we want to tell you about, though, didn't actually make it into the show because we thought of it after we had recorded. So it was for this past Sunday, which was the Baptism of the Lord. And while practicing with a paper airplane in the sanctuary to represent the dove of the
dove
Holy Spirit
descending from heaven,
yes, which I ended up not using myself, but you used that.
I did. I just kind of launched a paper airplane, kind of shaped like a dove, when I was talking about the Spirit descending, and got a couple smiles.
Yeah. So while I was practicing with mine, which I ended up not using, I got the idea about the baptism by fire, and I thought,
yeah, because we had spent some time with that in Advent 3, thinking, what on earth is John talking about? How do you baptize someone with fire?
Right, and so clearly, what you do is you pour rubbing alcohol into your baptismal font, and you light it
on fire. Yes, I'm sure that's what John the Baptist was thinking.
I'm sure. Well, if it wasn't, he should have, because it's
that's
really
what we
cool.
Did. It is. It's
we
awesome.
Did it. So we experimented with it beforehand and
in our kitchen sink.
In the kitchen sink to make sure that it would work, and used a steel bowl and a steel lid
over the top of it.
And 70% isopropyl alcohol. And that gives you a visible flame. It gives you
there's light,
a good bit of heat, and it burns continuously as long as there's fuel. So,
mm-hmm.
So recommendations here, don't use a whole lot.
Yeah, because it'll burn, as David said, until there's nothing left. And that could go for a while.
It could go for a long while. Plus, you know, then you pretty much have to throw out whatever you don't use.
Exactly.
So there's that. But I mean, you want to have enough that it looks like you're pouring water into the font, which you do. So you pour this in. And then carefully light it. You also want to have a non-flammable lid that fits closely and tightly over the vessel
to
snuff it. You want to make sure that everything is stable and won't fall over easily.
And that you're on a non-flammable surface.
Right.
And a good idea to have a fire extinguisher somewhere close by. After worship, when I did this, we searched our church and found out we don't have a fire extinguisher.
Ooh,
we do not. I actually looked for it before the worship service, and I did not find it. And I thought, maybe I shouldn't do it. And I thought, no, this is such a cool thing. I have to do it. I'm just going to take a risk. And I did, and it all worked out okay. Thank you, God.
Yes. So you also want to be careful of your polyester robe sleeves,
mm-hmm.
if you wear such, and other loose clothing and long hair and whatever else, so that you're not catching things on fire. If you're at all anxious about it, I'd recommend not doing it, but mm-hmm. it is a pretty cool effect, and it really got everybody's attention.
Oh, yes.
To be sure.
Yes, everyone was paying attention. No naps happening there.
So you can let that burn for several, well, a minute or two.
Yeah. Let it be there long enough to speak about the baptism of fire as you would need to speak about it.
Right. And you can listen again to what we said about that.
Advent 3.
Right. So anyway, be very careful in doing it, but it's a good effect. It worked well. And
I think this is in the show notes. It wasn't in the show last week, but we did put it in the, did we put it in
no,
the show notes?
No,
so we'll put it in
so.
The show notes so you can see.
Yeah. The other thing that we wanted to catch you up on was
the chia pet
from the very first week, from the first week in Advent. We had chia pets to remind us of the righteous branch springing up from Jesse.
And from the parable of the fig tree. from the gospel.
Right. So my chia pet worked out pretty well.
It's because you were there during the week, and so you could do things with it.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to keep it watered, and that's an issue. And it got a little fuzzy at one point, a little moldy.
Mine definitely did.
But
it had a unique smell by the time I washed it off yesterday.
Yeah, Molly's didn't work out quite so well.
No, no, no. Again, that's another one of those things. Try it at home first.
Yeah, or at least have somebody that can attend to it. But,
exactly.
But mine's still growing happily in the window.
Mine is in the backyard.
Okay. So there you go. That's all you'll hear about the chia pet from us, but hope it worked out well for you. So that's it for the feedback loop for now. We'll do it again in a couple weeks, or sooner if something goes really, really well, or if we have a spectacular failure. Check the show notes for more specifics. We'd love to hear from you, too, letting us know how your multiple intelligence illustrations and special effects have turned out. Leave us a comment on the website, www.morethanhearing.org. or on facebook.com/morethanhearing, or tweet us at morethanhearing, or send us an email at connect@morethanhearing.org. And we'll see about including you in the next feedback loop. Until next time, stay subscribed and be smart. This is a Whippet Good production.